Oy vey, what a putz I can be. That day, I remember it as though it was yesterday. You could have had a horse kick me, and I would not feel as bad as I felt that day when my Jesus died. I was shattered like a pot in a million pieces, never to be put back together again. From that moment, I ran from the high priest's court. You know what a Peter I was there. I ran and I cried and cried. I cried for myself. I cried for Jesus, who they were murdering. I cried for Mother Mary, standing at the foot of his cross, watching it all. I cried for all those people who dared to hope that he was God's Messiah. How we were broken. I cried through the Sabbath. I cried beyond the Sabbath. The day after the Sabbath, we were up all night. We were up crying and wondering what has happened. And as the dawn came up, Mary Magdalene broke through our door with terrible news. They had stolen the body of Jesus right from the tomb. Who would do such a thing? Desecrate a grave to embarrass our Christ? John and I, we wiped the tears from our eyes and we headed out to the tomb as fast as we could. No guards, tomb wide open. We went in and Jesus was gone. Only the strips of linen that wrapped his dead body were there in their place. And the cloth around his head folded up and put by the side. I said to myself, you steal a body and you leave the grave clothes? Who does such a thing? You unwrap the body, you fold back up the cloth, and then you carry the naked corpse past the Roman soldiers? Those grave clothes were looking at me, trying to tell me something, but I could not understand what they were saying. I went back to my house and cried some more. A little later, I got up and went to the tomb again, and there on the path stood Jesus. I thought I was going crazy. Maybe mistaken identity. Jesus standing there. It was him. Dressed, healed, healthy, strong. He had a big smile on his face and his arms open wide, like he was waiting for me. I was in shock. I said, "Jesus, you're alive. How could this be?" Now I tell you the truth, I am not lying. He was dead. Oh, he was beaten beyond recognition. The thorn streamed blood, his head was covered. He was so swollen from the fists, his back torn apart by the whip. He hung on the cross like a bloody rag. He gasped for breath as he told the thief, "Today you will be with me in paradise." He looked up to heaven and commended his spirit to his Father. And in that moment, life left his body. The gray look of death washed over him. And he hung there still, motionless. Oh, Mary cried. Oh, did Mary cry. One thing I am certain, he was dead. They quickly took his body down, washed it, wrapped it, put it on the slab in the tomb, and rolled the stone to close the entrance. For the sun was going down, the Sabbath was coming. Hurry! And then the Romans sealed the tomb, posted the guard, and we went home and cried. But then, how is Jesus standing in front of me alive? He called my name. I looked into his eyes. And then he opened my mind. How could it be any other way but for him to be alive? He told us 3 days and I will rise again. Oh, when he first spoke of this, we said, oh, crazy talk. Who's talking about death? But Jesus going to Jerusalem to be arrested, to be beaten, to be killed. All came about just as he had said. Of course it did. And he rose on the third day. What else could happen? The problem? The problem, you see, is that I so often forgot that Jesus is God. I so often just look at the outside and not on the inside. Do you ever do that? Do you ever forget that Jesus is God and treat him like an equal? Jesus is God. And our God Jesus called Lazarus from the tomb. Could he not call himself from the tomb? I live in a world where dead people don't come back to life. But God Jesus, he holds everybody's life in the palm of his hand. He brings them into this world and he takes them out of this world. And sometimes he takes souls and puts them back into their dead bodies. Oy vey. Jesus, you're alive. What does this mean? I so like traveling with Jesus. Oh, such power and control. With a word or a touch, he would command the wind and the waves, quiet. He would heal the sick and raise the dead and feed the thousands. Oh. The demons knew who God Jesus was. They stood and trembled before him while humans mocked him. With one word, he would command them out. Our God Jesus, awesome. But when the guards of the temple wrapped his arms in rope and hauled him away, that is when I spiraled down. Oh, I thought everything is lost, everything is ruined. But does not God Jesus have the power of Samson to break those ropes? Does he not have the wisdom of Solomon to outwit his enemies? Does he not have the power of Elijah to call down fire from heaven? And now I saw him alive. Alive. And I realized from beginning to end, God Jesus had control of it all. over the Romans, over the Pharisees, over the high priests, over the people, from beginning to end. It went just as he planned. He used his power to save us, not to save himself. What did I think was going to happen when John the Baptist pointed at him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God. He is the fulfillment of our great Day of Atonement." Oh, the high and holy festival, when the high priest would come and put his hands on the goat and confess all the sins of Israel, and they would be placed on this innocent animal. The high priest would then slice his throat, collect the blood in order to make peace between God and us. It was almost as if we had our hands on Jesus' bloody head, confessing all our rebellion, and God was placing our sins upon him. Perhaps you too have placed your hands on Jesus' bloody head, confessed your sins, and then God sacrificed his lamb for the sins of all people. We are forgiven only because the Son of God was killed for us to set us free. And now he stood there, alive. Alive, this Lamb of God, alive to guarantee the price has been paid. Salvation is ours. He's alive in victory and will never die again. What does this mean? A mystery. We will never die, you and me. Jesus promised. Whoever believes in him will never die. We are in the palm of his hand. The scars are there. He does not throw us into the abyss of hell, but holds us close to his heart, safe and sound. We live. We live in him and with him right here, right now. And that hand will take us to live with him in glory everlasting. There is our treasure and our peace. The Lamb has been sacrificed and lives again. Another mystery. God will return. God Jesus is coming back, and when he comes back to judge, he will take our souls and put them back in our dead bodies, so that they too will step out of their tombs just as he did. Only he promises to give us new and glorious bodies like his body. Oh, what a joyful resurrection day that will be. Oh, rejoice and be glad. I never cried such bitter tears as that day when Jesus died. But now we laugh. Now we cry tears of joy. Our Savior lives, and we live with him here on earth and forever in paradise. Hallelujah. Amen.